This is the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Trap comedy at its finest. Where if you can't slang yourself, you might as well hang yourself. This is also where you can turn yourself into dope and you become the real man. Whoa, yeah. All right. How you guys doing? And welcome to another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Trap Comedy Lounge.
Yes.
We're thinking about changing the name. Either going to be Trap Comedy Lounge or just Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. We're going to keep it rolling with Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. So welcome to another exciting episode right here. Once again on another Tuesday from 7 to 8. We're still looking for Jeff. We put an APB out for Jeff. We can't find him.
We're
going to do something a little different this week. We have Farouk, as you guys know. The ghetto Googler. And we also have the beautiful Danielle Carr.
Hello.
And just sitting in, because we had an empty chair, is my little daughter, Devin, also known as Princess Star, one of the world's youngest comedians.
Yay.
She got jokes. Sometimes she write some of my jokes and everything, you know. But everything.
She's
cool.
Funny.
Yeah. We want to remind you guys to subscribe on the YouTube to the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. It's a little red button that says subscribe. Just push it because it's free. And everybody knows if it's free, it's for me. So let's get right into the thick of things and let's see what's going on this week. Farouk, what happened with you this week? What did you do?
Well, I paid homage and respect to a dear childhood friend of mine. Original West Coast legend DJ Crazy Tunes.
That's right, Crazy Tunes. Rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace.
Yeah, he did a lot of music for the West Coast, a lot of good things for the West Coast. What was one of your favorite tunes from DJ Crazy Tunes?
Well, I liked the whole first Mad Circle album. He did all of that, you know. Mm-hmm. He did the track for the West Coast Connection, Bow Down with Cube, you know. Mm-hmm. So
went to the funeral yourself, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it a star-studded event?
Yeah, it was a lot of celebrities there. I seen LL Cool J.
Did he wear a hat?
Chuck D. Yeah, he had a beanie on.
You didn't want to just snatch that motherfucker off, see what was up on it?
No, it was all right. I spoke to him. I mean, he remembered me from when we was kids. We was shooting dice, drinking champagne backstage at the sports arena.
This was in
1980-something.
Did you buck him for the cash, or did he have a little skills on the dice?
Well, you know how that go, man. He got his chain snatched and everything that night. But he ended up being cool that night or whatever. But yeah, Chuck D was there. I got an opportunity to talk to him.
Flavor in the house?
Nowhere around. I seen MC8, Snoop Dogg.
Did he find the G yet?
Cube, actually. Ice Cube actually spoke at his funeral, man. You know, the homie Dub, you know, he spoke about his brothers, you know, words of them coming up, and it was like heartfelt and touching. But Cube said a couple of words, man, that really, you know, touched people too, man. So, you know.
But what kind of shit did he say that was really?
It was just all real. Like, one day we all got to go. He, unfortunately, went out on top. And, you know, just like in the real world, a DJ, the first one to hit the stage. So, you know, according to him, he up there spinning wheels right there up in heaven preparing the stage for them, you know.
That's right.
Because, like I said, one day we all got to go. But it wasn't like like a sad event or anything.
Well,
like
I'm
that,
glad
man.
That Cube has said some cool words, you know, because I don't like when actors get up and they want to speak and then they just recite lines from a movie. Like, I didn't want him to get up there and say, you know, either they don't know or they don't show or they just don't give a damn about what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, that's acting, man. I mean, you know, he was a real good friend, and, you know, we all grew up together, man. So, you know, it was basically like we really lost a real brother, man, because, you know, outside of him being who he was, spinning turntables and, you know, his fame traveling the world or whatnot, he was a real genuine person. And if he called you his friend, he was your real friend. He wasn't like a lot of you chicken shit ass niggas out there. He was all the way real, man. So
rest in peace, DJ Crazy
Tunes.
Rest in peace.
You know, we lost a lot of good ones this year.
Yeah, we
but on a more upbeat level. What did you do, Danielle? I know you didn't get you no bra yet. You still ain't, because we gonna piece up on you a bra.
Well, I'm not even gonna say how they asked asked me to dress sexy for this show, the sexist motherfuckers, they're the ones that try to make me dress like a thought. But listen, because I'm classy. But I'm classy about it.
Don't put me in that bullshit, Daniel. I ain't asked you to dress no kind of
way. I didn't say your name for
you
real.
You said they.
So you they now?
Yeah, I mean, we all here. You got to be more specific when you talk to the audience.
They're like the ocean, yeah, I know. Pacific like the ocean.
Thank you.
Anyway, I watched the inauguration. I was really disappointed. I got some things that I want to speak about. You know what I mean?
Oh, you disappointed as far as the inauguration went?
Well,
I mean, what did you think it was going to be? Shit.
Well, my whole thing was I don't understand why Chrisette Michelle felt like she had the need, you know, she felt the need to perform at the inauguration, you know, in spite of all of, you know, the controversy behind that.
But did she get paid? Did they pay her?
Oh, she got paid handsomely. She got 750 racks.
I think she did the right thing.
Yeah, so how do y'all feel about that? You think she didn't cross the picket line with that one?
I mean, you got to
understand. For $750,000, that wasn't blood money? Or
I mean,
how you feel?
I'd have slapped the motherfucker because he didn't have another $750,000. But what I'm saying is sometimes you have to separate your personal views from your paycheck. I mean, because the landlord ain't going to give a fuck about if you like Trump or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, Paulus.
Can I add that Questlove asked her not to do it?
And wait a minute. We got Poetess, Poetess speaking right
Poetess.
Now.
Poetess, yes.
That Questlove asked her not to do it and that he would pay her. I think she only got paid $250,000. And so Questlove said, please don't do it. You know, I'll pay you. Don't do it. And Spike Lee asked her not to do it as well. So I guess she had the lead song on Spike Lee's upcoming new series, and now it's been pulled.
Oh, well, you know, that's the backlash.
And I hope that $250,000, because I thought it was reported. I read it was $750,000, but I could totally be wrong. And they probably went ahead and knocked that on down. Like, you know, bitch ain't worth that much.
If Questlove asks you not to do something, you want to do it because, you know, that's a big scary motherfucker. You ever seen? Because he'll show up with an afro pick in the afro. You ever seen this shit?
Right, dressed in all black. Be ready to smoke your ass.
Questlove put the afro pick on, like. You know, you ain't
show up looking like Shaft, okay? Right.
That's a style, man.
For years.
Yeah, well, just like I said, as individuals, we all make individual choices, whether the majority of us, you know, say yay or nay, man. So, I mean, even if you figure you made the right decision, you still have, but there's always consequences. Like the saying, damn if you do, damn if you don't. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, me, myself, I could take criticism from decisions that I make. The thing is, I stand on them regardless of other people's feelings around me. You know what I'm saying?
Did you see the inauguration?
I didn't have time to watch the inauguration. I had time to stay on my grind to inaugurate some goddamn dollars in my pocket. Okay, the man is the president. Move on with your life instead of wasting your goddamn time to watch this shit so you can have something else to talk about.
Right, don't be informed.
Go to the gym. I'm just saying. No, be informed. I'm just saying, it's good to be informed, but what I'm saying is, why are you wasting your time with things that are out of your hands? Hands,
to me,
okay.
I didn't watch it because it
to
wasn't.
Be
it wasn't. It wasn't. I
well,
didn't watch
if you're being informed by the media, you're being misinformed.
Well,
so
I can't send in at the big
okay,
meeting.
Okay, thank you. This is where you find other sources to get your resources from. Just like the media
use
put
all
out.
Sources.
The media put out there falsely, like you said. They gave her $750,000. Porters just told us the real thing.
And when
so,
that's even worse though. That's
yeah,
even worse.
Yeah, it is. But what I'm saying is to equate all of that while you are being informed of something that you detest to. The best form of protest is to ignore. That's what I'm saying. The more that you pay attention to things that you don't like, whatever you don't like at that moment has power over you. Because instead of watching the inauguration, you could have did yoga. You could have did all kind of shit to improve.
How you don't know I was at the gym watching?
I don't know that. I'm just speaking in general.
I'm going to tell you what I did.
In general, this is what people do. I don't even know that you was looking at it from an asinine perspective. You could have been looking at it really to want to find out what's going on in the country.
So my perspective is asinine? Is
no,
that what
I said it wasn't. I'm saying that however you view it, everybody else don't view it that way. But in this totality of why people do things, it's like a mistake. The majority of people in this country is wrong anyway, backwards and being programmed to do certain shit. But so when you can get a whole bunch of people that respond emotionally, you control them at that moment.
I'm going to tell you exactly why I didn't watch it.
Okay. Why?
Because, number one, I didn't know the shit was on, number one.
Yeah, me too.
They seem truthful.
I love it.
Number two, it wasn't enough celebrities on there. I mean, because it was like...
Nobody showed up. I mean, it was like about 14 people.
You know, somebody
like,
told me...
the whole back row was...
Shit, Hillary Clinton showed up.
Yeah, I mean...
They had to. The Obamas was sniggling and giggling the whole time.
Hey, man.
Now, we want to talk about their trip.
First of all, we want to welcome... I think this is the first time this young lady's been on the show. This is my daughter, Devin. And,
Princess Dev.
We want to know what you did last week. And we also got you on the show because we want to get an insight into the children's world. Like, what goes on in middle school? Because, you know, parents just don't understand.
What's the tea?
So, they... my teachers are very weird.
All of them?
Yes.
They're all weird.
Women. How weird are they?
Yeah. One of the teachers, she went into my counseling room and she was like trying to like see what we were doing and stuff.
She's like right. Speaking, like sneaking on you, spying.
Mm-hmm. She wanted some candy too.
That's what it was. She was gonna taste it for you, make sure it had no poison in it.
Don't ever fall for that when grown ups do that. They know it ain't no damn razor blades in there.
Nothing in there.
They just want
a piece. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else? How's the school lunches these days?
This week they tried to like do good. They had pizza on Friday. And then they had, like, a fruit bowl yesterday.
You don't get none of the burritos?
No.
What?
That's at my old school.
What about coffee cakes? They still have coffee cakes?
Not at my school.
What the hell? What y'all have? Just biscuits with honey on it?
Not even that.
My daughter said that they tried to do a little chicken and waffle.
What?
Plat. Yeah.
What school
she said
go to?
That they, it's a little charter school, and that they took little chicken strips and then like a.
Mar, you sound like you just want to go there for lunch one day.
Hell yeah! I stopped talking about daughter. She was like, and then they had the waffle.
Yeah, what school they go to?
Hell yeah!
You know,
you
want to
see what
like
else is on the damn
school.
Menu, huh?
My mouth is watering. You know, I still got lunch tickets left from 95.
Are you trying to redeem them?
Oh, yeah.
So silly.
I've been trying to get some of the kids in public school to bring me one of them little burritos anyway. You remember the burritos, Farouk?
The taco snacks.
No, the burritos. I used to take them. I bite that tip off of there like,
oh, yeah,
that
part.
Stick my two fingers in there. Yeah.
And put the hot sauce in there.
Put it with hot sauce and kid and smash it.
Oh. Yeah.
I could go for one of them right now.
That was it. And the big fat cookies with the orange juice.
Man, I think the cookies...
with the orange juice? Bro.
Yeah, not the milk. Drink it with the orange juice. Mar know what I'm talking about.
I know them cookies can't be as big because back when we was going to school, they was big, this big cookies and shit.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. They probably like real small now, but we used to get the big-ass cookies, and then we had the chocolate milk.
For a quarter.
Yeah, in the damn...
25 cents.
Bagels and cream cheese was my shit.
What?
My friend Kylie, when we were at my old school, she used to ask every teacher for those burritos. She'd be like, can I do burritos? And then... when we got on the bus, she would be eating.
Okay.
And the whole back of the bus smelled like burritos.
Yes.
And then with the when Kylie got some burritos, you know that they had burritos for homeroom.
Okay. Yes.
I heard that. Now we're getting ready to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back. If you hear any smacking, that's Poet is back there eating her popcorn.
Eating pop, and it smells so good.
Her love, her some popcorn. You hear me? Okay. So we'll be right back. Don't forget to subscribe to the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge on YouTube, and watch every Tuesday from 7 to 8 on MorrisMediaLive.com. We'll be right back, Mad Marv Comedy Lounge, right after these messages. Look you in the face and this is not the same. All right, we're back.
Oh. I was right, performing.
Right. Our Comedy Lounge. Russ again. Once again, we were just talking about the inauguration and everything, and we got Kevin Nash back once again. You know, he's going to be letting you guys know what's going on with the sports later on in this segment. But we wanted to talk about Ashley Judge and what she was talking about, and I found it very interesting that she read a poem from somebody else, and they referred to the president as Cheeto Face, motherfucker.
Well, they said that he actually looked like he bathed in Cheeto dust. Yeah. Yeah. Not Cheeto dust. Well, yes. You
know, it ain't easy being cheesy, but you know,
somebody got to move on, right?
Yeah. FDT. FDT. Yeah. That's all
so
I
how did
say.
You feel about the speech Ashley did? Because, you know, I like Ashley Judd. She a country singer. Yeah. And, those of you know, that's one
well,
of
her,
my...
Well, her sister is Winona.
Yeah, Winona.
And
Winona.
Her mama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm yeah, probably sure she Judd listened family. To that shit, too.
Judd family.
I know she ain't the only one in the house listening to Drake, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Honey. They all are.
Well, she's busy riding Dario Franchetti. You know, that's
her Oh, that's her, the race car.
Yeah, the IndyCar driver. Yeah. I was really shocked with Ashley because I wasn't expecting. I've never heard her speak out publicly about anything and take any kind of stance.
Oh, man,
but the
yeah.
one thing that I noticed,
she
I always
was good in Jeopardy though. Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, I always had a crush on her. After the speech, well, I fell
I was
in love
about
to
say
with
her. Me
ass. Too. Yeah, that's a nice ass Argyle sweater you got on, man.
Thank you, brother.
Yes,
my cousin gave
Argyle.
Me this, man. It was so
nice.
Cool.
Look at the nice. Argyle. Look at the Argyle. Rook, you funny.
Hey. But you know what else she said? She in that speech after she read her poem, she went freestyle and she just said, she said, my pussy's not for grabbing.
Yeah,
our pussies are for birthing the next generation.
So she think Donald Trump is just gonna be a serial pussy grabber since he's the president in charge. Yeah.
Now that's what I don't understand.
Hey,
I mean,
man.
The man probably grabbed one of them. I mean, y'all act like he's just gonna be going up and like, hey, how you doing? I see y'all got a problem in your city. But first of all, everybody stand in line. Let me get my hand full.
Well, you can. There's a room.
Let me wrap my hand around this problem.
Well, there's a room full of Russian prostitutes that beg to differ. I'm sure.
Well, words of powerful, man. Sometimes words can really affect your mind in a negative way, or sometimes they can promote something good. It depends on how you take it, but
there's
I mean, with the media going on nowadays, it's like they can take words, bend them, twist them around, or however it go, but to say all of that, I'm just making a
what
point.
What about when he was like, aw,
yeah, he's
imitating.
Look,
what about when he was look, mentally disabled? Yeah, he was
disabled
guy. Imitating the mentally
all of these
disabled
people,
reporter.
All of these people.
Was that taken out of context?
No.
Bro, was he dissing the handicap?
Yes, he was imitating
crazy.
Him. Like the guy had
for
a
instance,
serious.
Let's go back to Ronald Reagan. We know damn well Ronald Reagan wasn't making them damn decisions. He was sleeping at most of the meeting. Nancy Bush did that. He had Alzheimer's. He didn't know what the hell was going on. So what I'm saying is, he's a flawed.
Back in the 80s.
He is a flawed human being, like anybody else. Okay, Donald Trump is who he is.
Okay,
always
but Obama
been.
Wasn't up in there talking about aw. Like that is
Obama,
foul.
Obama is childish,
Obama, and I'm scared for our nation.
Obama is a class act. I'm gonna have to say that. Okay.
Thank you.
Now, do I agree with a lot of things that he do? No, he's a human being. Okay. Right. Now, what I'm saying,
Obama.
The character of a person governs how people view them, okay? Now, not compare Donald Trump to Obama because they're different, but what I'm saying is these people in this position, none of them have your best interests at heart.
Bingo.
We as American people fail to realize that. Once we get it, it don't matter who's in the White House, but to take control and empower ourselves in our own individual life, then we can make better decisions and things will be beneficial to us. If you putting the faith
you
of
that point home.
If you putting the faith of your life and the future of your children
and
the president hand,
Cheeto face pussy grabbing.
Any president, that's on you.
Right.
That's on you. If you wanna sit and wait for welfare to get your ass a 401k plan, stay on welfare. But if you wanna do something to impact your life, the lives of your family and the loved ones around you, you got to get up off of your ass and work, okay? Hard work always pays off.
Now Danielle, did you go to the protest, the Women's March? Because I really didn't know.
I had to work that day.
Wait a minute, I really didn't know.
I honked when I saw them, you know. But
did
I
you
had
know
to
they were
work.
All meeting down in Los Angeles?
I did not. And I saw people with all their signs. They all actually came into my job afterwards.
Because a lot of people were telling me that the black women felt left out of the protests. The Women's March, like, they didn't really know what time. Like, I guess nobody came down to Curves or Stars.
Because that's where all the women only hang out, right? Aw, fuck out of here, Marv. Boo.
That's what that was,
I'll
Sunday.
Stand alone. I'll stand strong and stand alone.
No, I'm just saying it was Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I had no idea because I know I caught the train, and it was just...
Women
just,
everywhere.
Yeah, it wasn't just women. It was people, too. But it was majority, I noticed, women in and they had some funny kind of little hats. I noticed they all had certain kind of hats that was stuck up on it, whatever. But I had no idea that's what it was. But I know one thing.
Because it was Sunday, you thought it was maybe like a big church meeting, maybe?
I didn't know what it was, but I know that they was deep on the train. The trains was packed. On every station, there was just loads of people getting on there and going down.
And it was Boston was big, New York was huge.
Well, they made a statement, man.
LA.
They made a statement, man.
Anybody get hurt?
You know what?
I didn't hear of anybody getting hurt.
Reported. I think now a couple that, pussies got grabbed. But, you know, I don't know if anybody
they
got
would
hurt.
Have been annihilated. And they would have been. That nigga would have been running for his life.
Get him! Get him! There he is, right there!
All these angry females after you, please. Man. I wish they would have.
A couple people on there. They had Alicia Keys. Did Madonna?
Of course,
Madonna
Alicia
said
Keys
maybe it's
there.
Time now. To Farouk's point, Madonna literally said, "She said it took this for you to wake the fuck up."
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
well,
in those exact words is what she said.
Oh, did she?
American
mean?
People, yes. Please wake up, my people. Quit dwelling in your goddamn ignorance, thinking it's cool. Let's educate ourselves and enlighten ourselves for the laws of this land that we live in.
And this is coming from Farouk and Madonna.
Yeah.
So you know,
and Madonna.
That's some real shit.
And quit falling for the bullshit. And that's what we do, you know.
Now, what I did this past weekend, I was really sick because I was trying to come in last week, but I guess the weather change caused me to have a throat. I had a sore throat and everything. Now, when you try to don't listen to people when you sick, please. Just carry your ass to the doctor or something. That's it. And when people ask you how are you, don't even tell them how you are because they're going to say, what's wrong with you? Oh, my throat is sore. Oh, what you need to do is boil you 3 onions, mm-hmm. Get you some ginger. Some lemon, and it always end up with the same. And put you some Jack Daniels and honey in it,
right? And make toddy. A hot toddy, yeah.
Right. You know, I'd had so many different remedies on how to fix my throat.
But wait a minute. How much Jack Daniels did you put in your hot toddy?
Actually, okay. Did any tea ever make it
how
to the hot toddy?
How much toddy did he put in this Jack Daniels?
I'm gonna say it really wasn't that much toddy. Because you know
it's
when
gonna
people
turn into a black nipple.
Yeah, he put the toddy in the Jack Daniels.
You can't have mine. Right.
When the people tell you, when they tell you these little way out recipes, they'll never tell you how much to put in there. What I'm supposed to do with the rest of the damn bottle of Jack Daniels? Just let it sit there until my throat gets sore again.
Oh, man.
See, look at him. Look at him.
I might never get another sore throat until like 2 more years. I'm just gonna get
Well, you hear, it must have worked because you're here now.
Hell yeah.
Well, thank goodness.
And you're here
we
now.
Missed you.
Yeah, and we also got to see Thesis perform.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
That was a good performance, man.
And we also got to see Farouk perform.
Yeah, I did my thing.
You lit it up.
Did his thing.
Yes.
I had fun. I love that place. I had some good burgers. I want to go back there.
So you were doing performing or comedy?
Comedy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He was at Ocean. What was it?
Because I know you rap, too. I was like, I know you rap, too.
No, that's just a hobby. That's bullshit.
Okay.
I don't
What was the address again? You remember, what was it, 355?
No, it's 52. Was it 52?
Oh, God. He kept saying.
It was 355.
355.
Ocean.
Yeah,
this one we got
bar.
Lost. We got lost because Ocean did some crazy shit. So I guess it's actually Ocean and Rose. That's what a nigga say when he get lost.
Right. Because
yeah,
the street had moved.
Yeah, the street moved.
What happened?
Crazy
street.
Shit.
Street moved.
Somebody spilled Jack Daniels on the road.
Thesis did his thing.
Crunch did his thing.
What's the other boy's name?
Crunch.
And
and we had another dude, Devin the Kid. No, was it? Yeah, Devin the Kid, right? No, it was a dude named Devin the Kid.
She said Devin the Dude.
Devin the Dude. Like, was it Devin the Dude?
No, it wasn't
shout
Devin.
Shout out to the poetess, man.
Did he talk to Devin about using Devin the Kid?
It was pretty cool, too.
Because Devin the Dude would be pretty pissed off if his name was Devin the Kid.
Like, dude.
I believe they running out of rap names anyway, because y'all heard of 21 Savage, right?
Oh, yes.
They got a 22 Savage.
And now 23. They
and
said,
a 23 Savage.
Yeah, that nigga said, fuck all y'all. I'm 23.
And all of them look the same. They got the same nose. I seen a girl on a bus stop with the same nose. I just called her 24 Savage.
It's kind of like that group of guys, the ASAP crew or whatever. Like
that's
ASAP.
What I thought. Yeah. The different ASAP Rocky, ASAP Ferg.
These people don't even know each other.
Right. Oh, so
they're
just
savages.
Like, nigga, I'm a savage. Nah, nigga, I'm a one
sab.
Up on
I'm a
that
sab.
Savage, nigga.
I'm a sab.
I'm the savagest.
Right.
Yeah, well, they all savages, all right, because they do some savage shit. And that's what we're trying to change, America. My people, stop being so goddamn savage.
Yeah.
And we can all live lavish.
Yes.
Hey, you know what?
That's why
rock.
I thought
that's
he was right, a rapper.
That's right. That's right.
You're going to be you're gonna be 21 lavish.
No. That's the lavish savage.
I like these two cats, though. These two cats, young cat I just got familiar with named Mozzie. He from up north, from Sacramento.
Yeah, I heard of Mozzie.
He makes some good music. And Quavo.
Quavo.
Yeah, Quavo.
You just like him because it's like tequila.
Because of his name.
Yeah, that's what that is.
He's real good.
Taco and tequila.
I don't really drink Quavo. Quavo, all right. You know, I could see if his name was Patron or something like that. I like that. Or Don Julio.
Don Julio.
But no, his name is Quavo, man. He got some hot music out for a youngster, too, man.
I personally like Tito myself.
Yeah, so if y'all out there, check out them two hard young artists right there. They pretty good. But the rest of you bums, go to ITT and get you a real life because you're not fucking finna make it. All that fake-ass jewelry you got on in your videos, the high cars. When the video shoot is over with, poof, your ass is back into the pumpkin like Cinderella. Back at your mama couch.
Hey, Lil Romeo.
Don't listen to Farouk. Don't give up on your dreams. You keep right back at
Lil
it.
Romeo
sometimes
said,
it might hit. You know what I mean? But
look,
just keep
your
day job. Lil Romeo said Little Romeo said you can go to ICDC.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a real rapper. So, nigga, take your ass to one of these colleges.
Shout out to No Limit.
Kumo D paid his whole college with his rap money. Okay? Y'all not really making no money. You making a lot of kids had a wrong-ass impression like you got it popping and you don't.
What do you mean about college? What's that?
Because he used to live downtown on 29th Street. Hey!
Kumo D got a master's in finances, though.
I know.
He got a master's degree in finances.
To say what I'm saying is these kids ain't worried about no damn college.
I know that.
Songs.
Yeah, I know.
Shit. They're going to get rims.
We have to change that.
And they really love them some mollies.
They love mollies and rims. No. Mollies, rims, and bandos. Yeah, right. Ain't that the word now? Bandos. You got bandos. And they like
I
to give it.
Flocka. Something about some flocka.
Yeah, that drug. Yeah, that make it. That turn you
guys into a zombie. That's like bath salts or some shit.
Yeah, it turns you into a zombie.
Y'all need to leave that shit alone.
Zombie.
A lot of
that's like bath salts, man.
Check it out. I seen video footage with this one supernatural asshole, because that's what it turned you into. He ran full speed and dived head first into the back of a windshield of a pickup truck.
What? I saw that guy.
There and jumped on somebody else's car. Yes, and banged his head through the window and tried to eat the person in the car.
We need that footage.
Shit is turning the people into real live zombies, y'all. So leave that shit alone, because if I see you come down my street like that, I'm gonna plug your ass full of some hot ones.
Poetess,
hold on
if
one second.
If you can reach your shit in time, because he's
I'm always reach my shit in time.
Hold on one second.
Trust me.
Poetess, do we have the zombie footage that they're talking about?
Flocka. It's on YouTube. It's Flocka.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly. I saw that. That was amazing.
That is crazy. You guys, leave this bullshit alone. I seen this one fool
on that shit scooting his whole ass across the ground like he couldn't walk. All the cars had to stop and wait for this nigga to scoot his ass across the car.
Like Judy, when she was crossing Broadway?
Yeah, like a sloth. He was moving like a damn sloth across the road.
Yeah, boy, this is spelled F-L-A-K-K-A.
Yeah, he was walking on his ass cheeks like
what?
This.
Walking on
his ass cheeks.
And this is the new
joke. Make my booty get bigger if I walk on my ass cheeks?
You better put you some shoes on your ass. They got to make ass shoes.
Yeah, you know, I met a young lady that happened to do liposuction here. And then she put it here.
Oh, replaced it.
Yeah. Oh, that's called fat replacement surgery.
Do they charge your ass for using your own shit?
No, they just charge it. They charge you a moving fee.
It's a relocation fee.
I don't care too much about all this plastic surgery and none of that. But I'm going to tell you what I would like for them to come up with.
Okay.
Well, we can get these women some personality transplants.
Yes, indeed.
Fuck making them look better. Make them really be better.
Okay, well, that starts with you being a good nigga.
Thank you.
That starts with you.
I'm always going to be that, but that don't mean they don't fall off.
Yes. Well, what kind of transplant would you suggest for the brothers?
My goodness. Well, hey.
Okay, here's your flocker. Look at the flocker.
Look, watch it. Watch it. Look, zombie, real life zombie. Look at him. Look.
Was that energy?
He's trying to get out of Dodge.
Look. Watch him. No, look. And he got up after that. Look.
This is somebody else tripping.
Oh, my goodness.
Look.
Look at him.
Head first.
Look at
him. He want to eat somebody. Real zombie.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
Have you guys seen the
Walking
movie
Dead
Split?
Is here.
Now, Have you guys seen the movie Split?
Not yet.
Oh, I have seen it, and it's about the personality.
Spoiler alert.
I'm just saying.
Hold on for a second.
Go check that out.
Let's address this.
Let's address what we just
That's
fucking
a public talk. Safety issue, huh, Mar?
I'm like, I'm scared.
Pause. Because everybody know how I feel about goddamn zombies. And what I just saw.
That was a Walking Dead.
I told you niggas zombies was real about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Did nobody want to believe it. You see this shit?
Look at that.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I'm going to
tell you right now.
Nothing.
I'm going to tell you right now.
There's no, what?
I just bought me a big ass Ford Excursion. I'm going to tell you right now, that shit zombie proof.
Zombie proof.
I wish a nigga would try to run head on with that V10. Tear that ass up. So all you sitting around here with the Prius, a little Volkswagen shit, I'm gonna tell you right now, it ain't zombie proof. Some zombie proof shit.
Silly. The Walking Dead, they go.
And you say that shit is called Flocka?
Yeah,
Flocka.
I wish a nigga would.
Hey, but you know what else?
like a kitchen cabinet.
Come on, my block with that shit.
Well, you heard about the dude in Florida. Police arrested him. He was off the bath salts. He was chewing the guy's face off.
Eating his face.
That's vile. That's like, zombie shit, right?
I saw him eat the dude's face off. But he had a knife and shit. He was a bougie ass zombie.
How come he couldn't stand his ground?
he had a nice bottle of Chianti to go with it. Yeah, he did.
That's a good face.
It's a whole new meaning to getting head, huh?
Hey, that ain't as bad as they showed this dude down off of some type of drugs in Mexico having sex with somebody's exhaust pipe.
Oh, wow. Oh. Did they turn on the car?
Are you sure he was on drugs? That nigga might have been sober as a judge.
Oh, no, huh?
He might have been sober. It was just like, what is this? I don't know. Y'all know say.
You should have seen what the guy who caught him doing that to his car did to him.
Oh, he found his car. He was like,
what'd he do?
What'd he do?
It's like he caught somebody raping his daughter, boy. He put his foot so deep in that man's ass, the man was hopping away, and the man still had his foot just stuck in his ass. It was unbelievable, man.
He said, "Hey, fool, you fucked my car, y'all."
Yep, he walked around the car and kicked him. He seen him. He walked fully around the car like he was observing, like, what else have you been doing to my fucking car?
Jizz on my shit?
He put his foot so deep in his ass, when the dude started running away, dude had to hop away on one foot because his foot was still stuck in his ass,
man. Oh,
man. Ain't no telling what the rest of you did before that boy came out that car. He probably was
It's like, did you even take the car to dinner first? Like, I'm just saying.
That's your thing. You know, that's Danielle said, you got to take her ass to dinner.
I got to love. I got to be in a relationship.
Oh, shit.
Stick to the car, fuck it.
We about to go to commercial. we about to go to commercial.
Even
and
though my
right
last
back.
Name is Carr.
We about to go to commercial. We'll be right back. Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Don't forget to subscribe. YouTube, MorrisMediaLive.com, and we'll be right back.
Well, don't stick your tailpipe out, because they don't tell him what you might get in there.
Tell him. The banana, fall for the banana
exit
in the tailpipe
only.
Trick.
Exit only.
I've seen all it right. all, boy. I have seen it all.
Yeah, you
it's
seen
amazing.
That shit. That's all of it. That's all of it. You seen that.
Oh, my God.
We on commercial right now? All right. And we're back. Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. Don't forget, Danielle, what's the number for the people to call in?
It is 323-293-3375.
That's
323-293-3375.
Now, tell a person that know a person that know a person that got a phone to call in so you guys can be part of this discussion that we have every Tuesday from 7 to 8, MorrisMediaLive.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. That's 323-293-3375. We just got through from talking about these most important issues of today that affects America and our society and affects each and every one of us individually, such as the inauguration and goddamn zombies. So we're going to get right into
what's the difference?
Nothing.
All right.
Kev, that was some funny shit you just said.
Yes. It's the Argyle sweater, nigga. That's what
yes,
it is.
It's
got to be a sweater. It got to be the Argyle.
Yes, and I like that cap, too. Coordinate.
My mama made this.
She did?
I'm lying.
Okay. I was like, you
lying,
mother.
Better make me one.
It's lost and swap, mate.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? All right, so we're going to get right on into it. We're going to go on into sports, you know. And just I just want to say that my Packers did do the best they could.
Stop.
Let me stop you right
we
there.
We got damn close.
Let me stop you right
stop
there.
Stop it, Mark.
We got further than the Cowboys. That's for goddamn
No, no, you use us as a stepladder to get your ass kicked by the Atlanta Falcons.
By every way you want to put it.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers did a great game, but the only problem that he had this week, he was pressured over 20 times. He was sacked once, but he was pressured 20 times.
What about the three interceptions?
That too. That part where the pressure leads to you making bad decisions.
Right.
So he makes
they got
their
ass whooped from the gate.
I'm going to keep it real.
The Atlanta Falcons was all over that ass, and they made cheese whiz out of the fucking cheese.
Man, the Packers got – where they messed up is they had the game. The game fell apart when they were up 10-0, and I forget the running back's name, white dude with the beard. He always does this. This is the second time I've seen him do it this year. He makes the extra effort to run, but instead of just falling down because you're only going to get 10 yards –
right.
He's trying to get the touchdown.
Oh my God.
They rip the ball out, and then they go back down and just Julio Jones lit their ass up for 180 yards, man. 180.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Hail Mary.
Soon as the ball got ripped, I decided to flip on my online button on my Uber app, and I started Ubering from that point on.
I don't blame you. Did you name it? I was upset.
I did that as soon as I got that safety.
That game was whack as fuck. I mean, I didn't like the game. And then on the other side, Brady beat Big Ben so bad, he's talking about he's going to retire.
Oh, my God. My God.
He said he's going to retire.
Did you watch the flea flicker, though?
Yes.
That's that a damn good. Shame, man. Brady doing trick plays now, man.
Now, we're going to have an interesting, very interesting Super Bowl.
Yes, it's going to be in Houston.
By the way, it is going to be on February 5th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so.
We want to let everybody know that my daughter's birthday is February 4th. So if anybody want to send her some presents.
Happy birthday.
Send her some Super Bowl tickets.
My
she loves
want
to go to the Super Bowl.
With her daddy.
That's right. Well, she's going to have parental guidance.
I'm going to look forward to all of the commercials that are going to come.
Have you been disappointed with the commercials as of the last two Super Bowls?
You know, kind of. Yeah. Okay, I only liked like three last year.
They're a little lackluster now.
Yeah, yeah, I think the thrill is gone. Hopefully they might,
well, I mean,
you know,
you've seen everything. So
right.
It's kind of like since you've seen everything, how do you keep getting better and better at it? And then it's nothing like when it was in the 90s when they had them dumbass .com commercials.
Well, they could bring,
Doritos. Boom. Are you talking about the Doritos?
.com commercials like barbecue.com.
Got it.
Budweiser always has some good commercials. But I can tell you how they can spruce it up.
How?
Have Pootie Tang do the damn Budweiser commercial.
Get that man some work.
Hey,
That's right. Pootie Tang can do good at that.
Yeah, your boy Chris Rock said he started a production for Pootie Tang, too.
Oh, wow.
Now, Pootie Tang,
really?
I can't
wait.
Have you seen
really?
Pootie Tang?
I can't wait.
Years ago.
I love me some damn Pootie Tang.
Yeah. I like the ladies
key.
Man more
low key,
than
low
Pootie Tang.
I watched Pootie Tang 17 times.
Okay, that's
you
a
like
new
it, POTUS?
Yeah,
that's a funny movie.
And I still don't know what he's saying. He's Salate on the runny kind.
Yes, he is.
One time I was faded. And I went to Denny's and they asked me how I want my eggs. I said Salate and on the runny kind. And she didn't know what I was talking about, but she actually brought my eggs back exactly like I wanted. Thanks to goddamn Pootie Tang.
Yep, yes,
because you said exactly what she needed to hear
on the runny kind.
But
that's cool. So now we're gonna have the Patriots and the Hawks in the Super
Falcons. Patriots and the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
I don't give a shit what No, I'm sorry.
I was like, hey, come on, Marv.
Pissed off them cheese heads.
I know, Marv.
Yeah,
they're gone. You got to let it go.
They got grated. They got shredded.
And I used them for my tacos yesterday.
They got melted. Y'all can hear them. Wait, did you see Aaron Rodgers acting like a little bitch? He was a monumental ass whooping. He was pissed, boy. He was so pissed off.
He was cussing on his line, man. They did everything but tie his shoestrings together to have his ass on his back. I've never seen it. Atlanta Falcons got a damn good defense, man.
I was impressed. I'm not going to lie.
Big Bisley beat them. Yeah, they do have a good defense. They're faster. They're more athletic. They're bigger. The receivers are huge.
They got a ground game and a passing game.
They have two.
I was really impressed by that.
Their defense is vicious. And that's called a good old-fashioned textbook ass whooping. That's what happened.
On paper.
What none of that bullshit that Aaron Rodgers tried to do, none of it worked.
They weren't supposed to get that far. You're talking about a team that's basically relying on one man. The running back is a wide receiver. The wide receivers are hurt. They can't catch anymore. They wouldn't catch, but they're hurt.
Okay, so, what is up with that basketball, though?
What, like LeBron getting beat?
Okay,
by the
yeah, let's talk about that shit.
No,
okay.
Football season's still here, man.
I was talking about your Packers.
Segment.
Let it burn, Mar.
Yeah, because the Packers aren't sports anymore.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Who is going to win the Super Bowl?
LeBron James.
After he fixes his hairline.
The Warriors is going to win the Super Bowl. I'll tell you this, though. With the Super Bowl, you have to understand what's happening here. In no time in the history of the NFL has any team been to the Super Bowl 7 times.
That's right. That coach.
No one person. Now, the Cowboys have been to the Super Bowl 8 times. Mm-hmm. 1-5. Steelers, 8 times. 1-6. Mm-hmm. Patriots, 7 times.
I thought this was number 8.
No, this is number 8
won.
For them. But no, they only won 4.
Right.
So this is, and Brady's won all 4 of those.
Okay.
So what you're looking at now.
He lost 3 of them, right?
He lost 3 of them. Yeah. So there goes and lies the question, who's the greatest quarterback of all time? I still will say Joe Montana because he doesn't lose. I've never seen anybody play like that. But
shout
Brady.
Out to the 49ers.
I love me some Joe Montana. Shit.
Yes. I always used him in Tecmo Bowl, sorry.
And he got some good ribs down in Vegas. In Vegas, he got some.
Yeah, he do got that good barbecue spot.
Oh, does he really? In Vegas?
Oh my God.
I'm there.
You're going to get a guy, I think, and you know, Brady and Matt Ryan are actually friends. So they communicate with each other about football and everything.
Well, it should be just a friendly ass whooping.
Yeah. They don't play.
Whoop his ass and go have some beers and shoot pool after the game. No problem.
If you guys want to call in and give us your picks,
what's
you
the
can
number?
Call 323-293-3375.
I just think what's going to happen is Belichick is also his 7th time going to Super Bowl with Brady. Nobody's done that before.
But his cheating ass, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to put my money on
him. If you call that cheating, give me some of that shit because the man is winning. He's successful.
Belichick,
nobody can stop him.
Cold-blooded cheater, man. But, you know, I like cheater. I mean, do what you got to do to win, man.
He takes away what's good for you. So if you're right-handed, he's going to make you play with your left hand. So I don't know what the hell he's going to do. He probably will take Julio Jones out the game.
Yeah, he's going to probably have somebody take him out the game at the damn hotel. This man don't give a fuck. I'm going to tell you.
The hoodie, man.
Yeah, somebody.
It's the hoodie.
Somebody going to slip Julio Jones or Rufy the night before the game. Belichick.
Belichick. Give his ass a bad piece of chicken.
All of that shit, yeah.
Something.
All of that shit's going to happen.
Tomaine poison.
All of that shit's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Y'all mark my words, but then you're going to say, yeah, what happened to Julio Jones the night before? He ain't going to even remember.
No, he ain't.
They're gonna find his ass
in Miami off some bath salts. He's gonna wake up.
He's gonna be eating some, all right. He's gonna be eating the face.
Miami Dolphin jersey on.
But it's gonna be interesting. I want to see. I don't really want the Patriots to win.
Caller, let's see what the caller has to say. Caller, what's your name and welcome to the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. What's your name is?
Hey man, shout out to Inglewood.
Inglewood.
But y'all just want to get my picks, you know what I'm saying, for the game.
Okay.
Hey, let's hear them.
Who you got?
I got Falcons by 4.
Okay.
You got who by 4?
I got Falcons by 4.
What?
Falcons by 4. So what's the line on that?
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
I think Patriots or some shit, yeah.
Patriots got a line by 6. They're probably going to beat them by 20.
I think so.
Because that defense, man, they like the Seattle Seahawks of the West, of the South.
Well, I mean, the coach used to be the defensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks as well, so they're going to have a good defense.
That don't mean shit to Brady, though, brother.
It doesn't mean shit to Brady at all.
They got a high-power offense. They got a good defense, too, man. But Brady penetrates and picks apart defenses. You see what he did to the Steelers?
Man.
Well, I can name one person on the Falcons' defense, and that's Vic Beasley. Name another one.
No, they got some players. You probably don't know them, but they good players, man.
Yeah, Dwight Freeney, though. You know what I'm saying? They got Dwight Freeney.
Dwight Freeney's a million years old, man. I mean, the last time he sucked a quarterback, man, if he fart, dust come out his ass. he ain't sacked. I like Dwight Freeney, but he ain't sacked a quarterback in a long time, man.
Right.
Yeah, but I think the defense is going to be the difference. You know, I think the Patriots don't have enough defense to hang with Atlanta's offense.
Okay. Well, I think, who's the number one scoring defense in the league this year?
I don't think it's the Patriots.
It is the Patriots. They're the number one scoring defense in the league.
And we all know that just from watching the football games and Super Bowls over the years and years, is the winner is always the one with the best defensive team. And that's really what it is.
Well, I mean, a lot of people think the Falcons, on paper, I'm telling you, on paper, they should win. They should win on paper. But what you look at with Belichick and what he does with his defense, now who was the best three-headed monster they had this year? Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, and Le'Veon Bell. He made Le'Veon Bell sit down. Ben Roethlisberger wants to retire, and Antonio Brown only got 77 yards. He shut them down with his defense. And you don't even know who their players are on their defense. The defense is just set up to kick your ass with no names. The only person I can name on their defense is Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it.
Yeah, but he makes them work.
So, caller, do this. This is what we're going to do. If the Falcons win by four, okay, we're going to come down to Inglewood, and we're going to broadcast live from Sweetie Pies.
Broadcast.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to broadcast.
From Sweetie Pies. All right, man. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, and caller, don't waste your money at some damn bookie joint in Inglewood either, man. Stay away from them bookie joints with that bullshit, man.
Stay away from that line. I would definitely go with the Patriots.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling Mad Marv Comedy Lounge. And this concludes another exciting episode of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge for 2017. And we also want to remind you, make sure you subscribe to the lounge and tell a friend and know a friend that knows a friend that knows how to work a subscribe button on YouTube so you guys can be totally informed of what's going on the lounge. We want to thank our in-house ghetto Googler, Farouk.
Yes.
The lovely Danielle Carr. And Mr. Know-It-All when it comes to sports, the man in the Argyle sweater, Mr. Kevin Nash. And we want to thank our very lovely guest, my daughter, Princess Star.
Yeah. Shout out to Princess Dev.
Right. Coming all the way from View Park Middle School.
Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Letting us know what's going on in middle school for the kids. Once again, my name is Mad Marv, the host of the Mad Marv Comedy Lounge, and we will see you guys next Tuesday at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Did nobody say nothing about Taco or Titty Tuesday?
Oh, man. What did they just say?
Taco and Titty Tuesday, too, y'all.